It's 5 minutes before the hour five. Radio Veritas 576 AM is where you at. And it is Changing Gear with me, Father Brian. Good afternoon, you live on Radio Veritas. Hello.
Hi, good afternoon, Father.
How are you, sir?
I'm always well, thank you. My name is Ivan.
Ivan, where are you calling us from, Ivan?
I'm from Johannesburg.
Which parish?
I just listened to the talk, and I think it's very interesting when you talk and say about the husband and wife, and especially about the in-laws.
Mm-hmm.
There's a very, very important note for all of us to realize that for this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother, and he will cling to his wife. The two will become one.
Wow.
And that is the most important.
Wow. Ivan, Dr. This Charles is smiling as you say this. He is smiling, hey? And it's so true. It's amazing how much we take the affairs of our relationships and of our lives, and especially those people who are in unions, and you go and give them to third parties. And actually those third parties then become the source of your pain, the source of your heartache, and the source of even evil and struggle in your marriage.
That is so true. And the fact of the matter is also, if you look at it, that Father God said right in the beginning, right in the beginning of creation, he looked and he said, it is not good for man to be alone. And then he made, man. And that's the reality of it.
Mm.
And he made us, he made woman from the little rib, the short rib, the closest part to our hearts.
Mm.
Not from the soles of our feet for us to walk all over them, but to love them and nurture them and absolutely just appreciate them, isn't it?
Ivan, you're spot on. Dr. Charles?
You're spot on. And then there's also this comes to mind, what God has put together, let no man put apart. Ivan, you know your scriptures better than me. I think it goes something like that.
Beautiful. That is exactly right.
Wow.
But a great show, and I really appreciate it. And you keep on doing the good work, Dr. Charles. God bless you guys.
Thank you very much, Ivan. Have a good afternoon, hey?
Thank you.
Great
stuff.
Bye-bye. The time is 3 minutes before the hour 5. Radio Veritas 576 a.m. is where we at. And please do not touch that dial. The time is 5 p.m. and Radio Veritas 576 a.m. is where you at. And that was Dipiri. Dr. Charles, do you know what Dipiri is?
No, Father, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry for putting you on the spot. But I'll tell you why I'm asking you, because it's about secrets, eh? So there is a link to the music and to the content, to what we're talking about. It's about secrets, and we seem to have touched something on secrets in marriage.
No, there must be no secrets in marriage.
Huh? Yo, Dr. Charles, you're really on fire. Why should there be no secrets? There are certain things that you can't tell your wife.
With Jesus, there's no secrets. Huh?
Are you serious? So do you tell your wife everything?
Yeah, we must. We must. We must be honest.
Call our studio now on 011-452-7115. SMS Father Brian now. Send the word VERY, V-E-R-I, followed by your message to 41809.
Come on, good people, let's talk and tell us what are your impressions, your reaction and your comments to what Dr. Charles and I are talking about here in studio. Dr. Charles, it's clearly, there's no manual for marriage, hey?
No, but it's the Bible there. It's all in the Bible. And we're getting more advice now from our triune God.
All right, let's get that whilst we wait on... to hear the experiences of our brothers and sisters. And I think we're touching on a very sore point this afternoon, because people don't seem to want to talk to us. What have you done to the people, Dr. Charles? We don't have fans this afternoon. What's wrong? Did our producer take the wrong turn? Anyway, I don't know. But are we talking on something that is very sensitive?
Look, I think it is sensitive.
Look,
the truth hurts when you're in a state of sin sometimes. You know? That's from God the Father. I'm just saying what he said. But maybe we should. I've got something about the little ones that God the Father said about the children. Maybe we can just read that.
All right, bring that. Let's hear that.
So this is another message, but it's the end part of a message that came about how husbands and wives should conduct their relationships.
Mm-hmm.
He says, "My little ones are following their loved ones' examples. If only my people would do their duty. Teach them from a young age to be the example in their lives. But many children are in marriages of turmoil. My little ones are suffering consequences because they see quarrels, disunity, anger, unforgiveness and bitterness from their past mistakes. The little ones are torn between their loved ones, yet they can see the right and the wrong in their parents, but they are not allowed or are fearful to interfere and say what they are feeling.
Wow, wow. We'll come and continue with that. Let's take this caller. Good afternoon. You're live on Radio Veritas.
Hello, Father Brian. I want to remain anonymous.
Yes, it's fine, anonymous.
I'm very surprised these days, you know, when people speak about marriage.
Yes.
Between a man and a woman, and even Catholic people.
Yes.
They seem to make it out to be such a struggle, such an effort, something you've really got to work on.
Yes.
I want to remain anonymous.
It's okay.
Although I'm Catholic.
Yeah.
I am a gay guy.
All right.
I've known my partner for, it'll be 30 years next year. And our relationship from the beginning has never been a struggle.
Mm.
In fact, at every stage, I can see God working our relationship. You spoke earlier on, or your guest spoke about never going to bed without, you know, praying, never getting up without praying together. We pray every day.
Mm.
At least we say our grace before we eat.
Mm.
And, you know, we've been blessed so. When I went back to do my second university degree, my partner supported me.
Wow.
Today we have many material, benefits.
Yes.
I think, that the universe has given us, not that that says we're good people, but we've even had children in our lives. When my partner's niece,
yes,
her father was murdered.
Yes.
And her mother, my partner's sister, gave this child to us.
Wow.
We raised her from when she was in East. Today, she's a 21-year-old young woman.
Wow.
And she's got those values. She's got norms. She's upstanding, and we're very proud of her.
Wow.
So what I'm trying to say is, you know, Father, there is an elephant in the room.
Mm.
And the elephant in the room is that the church doesn't recognize our relationship for what it is, obviously. Of course, we can go to a magistrate's court and South African law can marry us.
Mm.
But we cannot get married in the church. My parents are staunch Catholics.
Mm. Are you still
so
practicing?
They know about us for 30 years, but we don't talk about it.
Anonymous, one second. Are you still practicing, my brother? Are you still practicing as a Catholic?
I go to church. I was in church on Sunday.
Great.
I would say I do practice.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's Lent. I know we had Ash Wednesday last week. So all of these things, you know, and I say my novenas, and I know I read so much on the lives of the saints and so on, but my parish priest, and I'm not going to mention names, but my parish priest has never bothered to ask me where's my wife, where's my partner, where's my kids.
And
so it's
do
on
you,
a need to know and a remain silent basis, and then it seems to be acceptable.
Do not ask and do not tell, I suppose.
Yes. So nobody's uncomfortable. Nobody needs to step out of their territory.
Mm.
But my real point, Father Brian, is this, you know, that I believe that God has blessed our relationship. I love this man. From the moment I saw him back in May 1988, we're still very happy together. It's never been a struggle, I can tell you honestly.
Wow.
And we've been so blessed in so many ways over the years, but the church doesn't accept that. And that's my problem.
Wow. Anonymous, thank you very much for sharing with your story with us. And we take it with respect. And we take it coming from a good place of love.
Yes.
And I know that you're not bashing us, and neither are we going to be bashing anyone. But I think it is in your sharing of that struggle and in your sharing of your pain that maybe the stones that some of us carry and maybe some of the judgment and the prejudice that some of us have, it's in hearing stories like this that we'll probably go back to the drawing board and say, hang on, why do we react and respond in the way that we do.
Yes. No, Father. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Anonymous, for sharing your story with us. And keep the faith and keep praying for us and for yourself.
Okay. Thanks, Father.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It's 10 minutes after the hour 5. Radio Veritas 576 AM is where you're at. And it is Changing Gear with me, Father Brian. And I'm joined in studio with Dr. Charles Pritchard. And today is our Spirit Wednesday. We're talking about relationships, Dr. Charles.
Yes.
And marriage, actually. And we just had an interesting call. But we won't get into that now because I've done shows on that subject and that matter. And that's a topic that we could look at some other time. But today, let's continue on the message on the Trinitarian God. But that was a very good sharing that came through. And I think food for thought for all of us to start seeing how we treat one another.
Yeah, we must always treat each other with love and respect. And, you know, when in doubt, go to the Word of God and He'll give you solutions.
Thank you very much. Let's move on.
So, should we finish this?
Yes, let's
about the little ones. I think it's quite important. Mm. The little ones are torn between their loved ones, yet they can see the right and the wrong in their parents, but they are not allowed or are fearful to interfere and say what they are feeling.
Mm.
Do not put my little ones to the test in their families. Their trauma is very painful, what they sometimes witness in fear or panic.
Mm.
Fathers and mothers, be attentive in front of our little ones. Be like a family of Nazareth. My son Jesus Christ followed his parents' good teachings.
Mm.
Peace, love, unity, and forgiveness in families is the most important remedy for my little one's health, to one day form their own families. Listen attentively to the deep cry of our children, our innocent ones. I am your Father God. I am the Father of the truth, the light, the peace, and love. Merciful, kind-hearted, forgiving, loving each one of my people, my creation. This is a father's love. Live by example for a better generation to come and reap the reward that you will have one day in heaven, written in the book of heaven at the banquet of the Lamb.
Mm. Wow.
I give you my peace I give you, your loved ones, and all of my people. Amen.
It's what Anonymous was telling us, sharing with us about the example of parents to children and how important it is that they have a good moral compass,
yes,
as models for them, because then they turn out to be good citizens and good people, I think.
Yes, and we don't want to confuse the young ones.
Mm.
So yeah. It's important to set the right example.
How do we confuse the young ones, Dr. Charles?
You know, if we confuse them, if we ourselves live in a state of sin. So whatever the sin is, you know what I'm saying?
Mm, mm,
so, and that just brings uncertainty and confusion. Mm. And that's why we must always put God at the center.
Wow.
Both parties.
Wow. We still have about 15 minutes. I would like to hear from our listeners, those who are in marriages, those who have gone through struggles. Share with us. Talk to us. You can be anonymous. And unfortunately or fortunately, at Radio Veritas and on Changing Gear, we open and we don't stone anyone. And we would like to hear from your experience. Enlighten us with your experience. Share with us your experience. And the point of the show is for us to educate one another, to inspire one another, and hopefully for us to be able to create a community where we live in peace and in harmony. We've got a caller. I'm going to take that one. Good afternoon. You're live on Radio Veritas. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Oh.
Good afternoon. Hello. All right. Somebody chickened out, Dr. Charles. What are you doing to the caller this afternoon, Dr. Charles? Gee. Good afternoon. You're live on Radio Veritas.
Good afternoon, Father Brian. It's Peter here, Esteras Victoria.
Wow, Peter. Thank you very much for calling. How's your day, Peter? I'm having so many males today. For the first time, I always have females on my show.
Yeah, well, it's been a lovely day through the grace of God.
Great stuff, Peter.
I would have been married for 50 years on the 29th of June. And unfortunately, my wife passed away on the 16th of May, 2016.
My condolences, Peter.
It's 9 months now. And the secret is, respect one another.
Peter, before we continue, could you just turn off your radio set or your... Please, Peter, please turn off the radio or the television set because I've got feedback and it's bad for us this side.
Okay, are you all right now?
Yes, we're fine. Give it to us, Peter.
No, the secret is have respect for one another and show appreciation.
Okay, all right.
And when you are at fault,
yes,
admit that you're at fault and do try not to to have a repetition of the same fault that you're making.
So it's about humility, Peter.
Yes.
Yes, and I very much agree with you about when you're at fault, because often if there's a quarrel, even if the one party doesn't want to admit their fault, the healing starts with yourself.
Yeah.
And you admit your fault and ask an apology, and that's part of the contrite confession.
It takes a man to say that I'm sorry.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you must admit, if when you're at fault,
mm-hmm.
you've got to.
Peter, what would you say to your younger self today, to your 30-year-old self today?
Respect one another.
Mm-hmm.
Show interest towards one another.
Mm-hmm. And forgiveness, Peter?
Forgiveness is there by committing yourself. Né? You're actually loving in that sphere where you are committed to one another and whereby where the Bible teaches us let no man leave
asunder. Mm-hmm. Peter, our previous caller, Anonymous, was telling us that society is teaching us that relationships are hard work. They are sometimes...
It's very hard. It's very hard. In fact, in your own family members, you do find that it's very hard to convince.
But he's saying to us, for him, his experience has been different. His experience has been that his relationship has been a place of healing. He has not had to go through those fires that sometimes people paint.
And with much appreciation, what you said, the family that prays together stays together with all due respect. And just for your information, I'm part of the Reconciliation Forum representing the Eastern Deanery of the Pretoria Archdiocese.
Wow. Peter, thank you very much for all your good work that you're doing. And thank you very much for the insight that you're sharing with myself and Dr. Charles and with all our listeners.
And my regards to Khanya, if you happen to see him.
All right. We will send your regards to him. And Dr. Charles is smiling. Dr. Charles, send back your love to him.
God bless you.
Thank you, Doc.
All the same. And
great.
As I said, I would have been married for 50 years on the 29th of June this year.
Wow, you are a star and we're truly grateful for your insight, Pete. Unfortunately, I have to move on to the next caller. You have a very
afternoon and the rest of the week if I don't hear or see you.
Great stuff, my brother. And
regards to Father Charles.
Will do.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Good afternoon. You're live on Radio Veritas.
Good afternoon, Father Brian. How are you?
I'm fine. You're my first female listener today.
Am I?
Yes,
oh,
you are.
Happy. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make an inquiry from Dr. Pritchard what his thoughts are regarding these younger couples who believe that marriage is a 50-50 partnership.
Oh, my God. All right. Do you want to listen over the radio?
Listen on air, Father.
Great stuff. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is a very interesting concept, Dr. Charles. And this listener is saying to us, there's this popularized concept that it's a 50-50, you know, to an extent that sometimes I see it when we do marriage prep. Eh? It's like, I want a prenup. You ain't getting anything of my stuff, you know, and with no accrual, true, hey? What's your take on that?
So do you think she's talking, about the...
It's both material and temporal. Where people actually say, if I'm going to give this, you have to give that.
Yeah, I know. That seems a bit selfish. Conditional love.
All right. So
no, we're supposed to be giving...
So should it be 50-50?
It should be 100%, 100%.
Okay. So I give you 100% and you give me 100% back.
Yeah. And mutual respect and love. And again, if God is in the center of it, the roles and the responsibilities will come out, you know. The mother's the mother,
of course,
and the father's the father, and the husband and the wife, and we got our separate roles. But it doesn't mean the one must put his feet up and expect the wife to bring him tea, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I should not keep my
paycheck.
We
must all be working for each other and loving each other and not taking advantage of each other.
I shouldn't be keeping my paycheck from my family.
Yeah,
and I'll be saying
so too. The 50-50, like, you know, if you're getting X amount of money and your wife's running the house, and you go, just split it in half, and then whatever's left over, put together and carry on. Do you know what I mean? People make a big deal about petty things. It's earthy things. You don't take that stuff with you to heaven.
But this 50-50 is not even about finances only, but it's even about, look, I forgave you 1, 2, 3, 4 times, and now this is the 6th time, and yet you've not even forgiven me twice.
Yeah, but that is again conditional love. It's not what Jesus teaches. So we have to be saintly in our marriages.
All right.
Call our studio now on 011-452-7115. SMS Father Brian now, send the word VERI, V-E-R-I, followed by your message to 41809.
Radio Veritas, the good news for a change.
The time is 21 minutes after the hour 5. There's a lot of fun happening outside our studio. Neil and Diesel are up to something. And that's Neil's voice, by the way. It's a very beautiful promo. And thanks to Neil for this promo. I feel like a superstar. And yeah, anyway, going back to the topic, I would like to hear from couples, actually. I would like to hear from couples that are going through these storms, from couples that have probably conquered. And thank you very much to the gentlemen that have called through. It's the first time that I have male voices on the show. And I think this is saying something to me and possibly to some of us who are listening this afternoon about the male voices. I've never considered my audience to be mainly male.
And the men must take charge in their families. They mustn't leave time. It up to the wives.
Mm.
No, she does. She goes to church. She does the praying.
Mm.
No, you do it. Mm. You get involved.
Mm.
You know? So that is a joint responsibility, is the prayer. You can't outsource that.
You can't. Wow. But we can pray for a good marriage. You can pray for a good partner, the future.
Yes.
And but before you God delivers that partner, I don't know. My opinion is you be that partner you want to have.
Yes. That's right.
If you want a man that's holy,
that's
as a woman,
good advice.
Yes, yeah, as a woman,
you be the one who gives
the
love.
Exactly, yeah, be that. If you want a partner who is holy, who is God fearing,
you be
that partner.
Perfect.
Exactly, and then God will also then pair you up with that partner.
Yes, and like whenever we get couples that come to us,
mm-hmm.
and the one's complaining about the other one,
mm-hmm.
it's usually the one who's complaining that needs all the healing.
Oh my God!
So we must fix ourselves, fix yourself in your relationship with God, and then the healing will come,
mm-hmm.
and the partner will come round.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, friends, we have come to the end of the show. It's 25 minutes after the hour 5, Radio Veritas 576 AM, and we've been joined in studio by Dr. Charles Pritchard, and today we're talking about marriage, the joys, the struggles, the do's and the don'ts. Dr. Charles, what are your parting words?
Love like Jesus. Look to Jesus for answers, and your relationship will fix.
Love
and
like
so
Jesus.
So sacraments. Confession, Body of Christ Worthily, Rosary, and Bible, and it'll all come together. And be like Jesus, be in His image, and look at yourself, and your partner will follow.
Wow. I'm not going to dilute that. From myself, Dr. Charles Tato, and Tiso, the technical producer and content producer, may God's light shine upon you, be blessed, and we wish you all happiness in your marriage and in your relationships.